charges, particularly the theft charge, wasn't anything that wasn't expected.
It's not known if others will be charged in the case. Six people remain hospitalized in the aftermath of Tuesday's shooting at a Pittsburgh area health club, which left three women and the gunman dead. Meanwhile, a woman who lived across the street from George Sedini for 12 years tells CBS that Sedini just seemed like a loner who liked to keep to himself. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and hopefully they're going to be the views of Dr. Dennis Cuddy this hour. Dr. Cuddy, are you there?
Pardon me.
All right, we'll see. All right, fine. Well, anyway, Dr. Cuddy, last week was talking about the impact of music on society, and most people, you know, certainly they like jazz and they like the blues and they like certain forms of rock, and they don't understand that these are very enjoyable forms of music. But they do have an impact on society. In fact, it was Aristotle that said, "Let me control the music, and I can control the nation." And it's been known really for thousands of years, the impact that music can have on society. Certainly, if you actually read the book, Fire in the Minds of Men by William H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress, he will tell you that the William Tell Overture, you remember that? The Lone Ranger, you know, and the Hi-Ho Silver, and the frames of the William Tell Overture in the background are really almost thrilling. But that was actually read to promote the revolution in 1789, and when it was first played in Paris, why the people ran out of the theater shouting, you know, let's throw over the government. People do not understand the influence that music can have on the individual. Would you agree or not, Dr. Cuddy?
Oh, absolutely. And in addition to Aristotle, in part one of this series, Conditioning by Music, I mentioned Plato said it can literally change the culture of a nation, and that's its purpose. Now, at the time, for hundreds and hundreds of years, people would generally understand, you know, patriotic music, things like that, but they wouldn't get down to a really scientific level as to what was happening. But what I did in last week's program, at the beginning of Conditioning by Music Part 2, my News with Views column, I was mentioning how Dr. Jack Wheaton, others have done this, but Dr. Wheaton has a fairly good handle on this in his book, Crisis in Christian Music, which actually applies to any music, where he explained what's actually happening scientifically, biologically, and he said that, quote, the repetitive, constant, loud backbeat of the drummer, the pulsating at an ear-splitting level, low frequency, it's not just the highs, low frequency vibrations, and the soaring, wailing, crying sounds of the amplified guitar trigger major subconscious emotional responses in the body. He said that what it does is primarily stimulates aggressiveness as well as providing an increasing but difficult to control energy. What happened actually was it triggers something that we've come to know as the fight or flight syndrome. You know, it's a panic, and I'm either going to fight or I'm going to take off running and get out of the situation. And Dr. Wheaton said that, quote, the body is actually getting high on its own internally produced drug, which we know as adrenaline. And he said that results in an increased tendency to aggressive and antisocial behavior, end quote. And it can take various forms. It can take, you know, let's go with a revolution and overthrow the government or whatever it is. There is sometimes at these rock concerts, they get very rowdy, and sometimes fights break out and they get into a frenzy. And we've all seen various primitive tribes will have that sort of basic drum beat, drum, and people may have been familiar with something called the whirling dervishes, and that's, you know, it's a sort of a spinning motion that gets going. I remember, I don't know if your listeners went to James Bond movies. I did originally until I figured out what they were doing, including, you know, the sort of subtle promotion of sexual immorality under the guise of, oh, here we are, the good guys fighting the commies sort of thing. And I remember there was one, I forget the title of it, but your listeners will be familiar with it. It's the one where James Bond is in the U.S., and a lot of it takes place down in the Louisiana Bayou. And I remember just sitting in the audience, and there had been previous ones, you know, Dr. No and From Russia with Love, you know, all that sort of smooth melody. But then they started having this beat, and I remember that one particular movie, just sitting there in the audience, you know, saying, well, this is a James Bond movie, this is back in the 60s. And all of a sudden, I could tell something was happening to me internally. It would go boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. And it was like a really deep, low-frequency, vibrating, pulsing. And it was almost like it was ginning up the heartbeat, you know, internally. It was almost like, Dr. Wheaton says, this sort of subconscious, uncontrolled effect it was having. And I remember getting to the point where that thing was like revving up so much, I almost, you know, thought of, well, I think I'll walk out of this place because it was a very uncomfortable feeling. So these people know exactly what they're doing. And so, yeah, I agree absolutely what you said.
And I think very often, of course, we'll watch a television program, and of course, when you're sneaking up on the bad guy or somebody sneaking up on the good guy, and you're not even aware of the music in the background, but it
right.
has almost an eerie quality to it, and it gives you that feeling of apprehension. They know exactly how to use music to create moods and ideas and reactions in the public. It's down to a science, and we don't even know that we are being manipulated.
That's right, and that's they do it on purpose. In my conditioning part one, I went into a little bit of how they did that. I mentioned just one. There's many, but one example was Theodore Adorno, who was in charge of the music division of that Princeton project funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. And in one of my books, The Globalist, I actually put a lot to that, how Paul Lazarsfeld and these others were involved in that, and it was looking not just at music. That was Adorno's main venue and what he was up to. But these guys had come out of the Frankfurt School, which was, you know, a psychological experimentation school. And one of them came out and had a part of their project looked at the War of the Worlds as it was broadcast over radio. And any of your older listeners will remember there was literally, unless you got the first part of the program, you thought we were literally being invaded from Mars. And so they actually were doing a study on that. It wasn't, oh, look, you know, this somebody just decided to read this story and golly shucks, you know, look at what happened to the public. They actually wrote a book about that. A study in panic is what it was about. They wanted to see how the public would react to this particular story presented in this particular way, and it was to see if they could actually deliberately cause panic in large numbers of people. It's sort of a mass psychology, and then, you know, Bertrand Russell would pick up later on that in his his book in the early 50s, The Impact of Science on Society. But music was part of it, and Adorno said you could get through a certain repetitive, sort of aggravating beat, a sort of a fractious music could destabilize a society. It could you know, make the people feel irritated, unsettled, and, you know, agitated and so forth. If any of that happens to ring a bell, remember the early Fabians, they were agitate, organize, educate. And then Saul Alinsky, Barack Obama's mentor, said you need to agitate the public, you know, stir up blatant hostilities, create friction, you know, because then people would be dissatisfied. You get in there and riot to the solution, change, you know, just like Obama said. And that's why Alinsky's son, David, wrote that letter to the editor to the Boston Globe saying, yeah, great, you know, Obama's doing just great. My daddy, Saul, would be real, real proud of him. And so a lot of this stuff, including, you know, the Obama campaign, was just a bunch of, you know, psychological manipulation, and in this case, using music. And so in this particular article, Conditioning by Music Part 2, after I begin with Dr. Wheaton's comment, and I gave specific examples of the Age of Aquarius and how Perry Como, who was supposedly, you know, a nice traditional Catholic sort of fellow, was singing the song, It's Impossible, and he said, I would sell my very soul and not regret it. And when I looked at somebody, when I first heard that, they said, I bet he doesn't even realize what he's saying. And that's the problem. And then Debbie Boone, a few years later, in 1977, You Light Up My Life, singing, quote, it can't be wrong when it feels so right, end quote. And that was, you know, a natural flow from the late 60s and early 70s. If it feels good, do it. You know,
that hold that thought. We'll be right back with Dr. Janet Cuddy. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 7th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $963.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for at $991.13, $495.57 for a half ounce, and $247.78 for the quarter ounce. That's $991.13, $495.57, or $247.78.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
With one pandemic here, it's only time until the next one is released. NutraMedical has put together the First Line Defense Kit to help protect you and your loved ones against the next attack. The First Line Defense Kit contains NutraDefense, which blocks viral and bacterial pathogenic attacks on your body. Follow NutraDefense with NutraMune to boost your natural killer T cells to the maximum, allowing your body to help fight abnormal cells and pathogens. Also included are non-toxic and environmentally friendly defense wipes to destroy all RNA and DNA viruses. Plus, you'll also receive an NIOSH N95 antiviral mask that blocks all viral particles from entering your nose and throat. Last but not least, there's Nutridyne, a super powerful natural universal pathogen killer. Superior to all forms of iodine, Nutridyne protects from nuclear fallout. The First Line Defense is available now and only through NutraMedical.com or by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And Dr. Cuddy, you picked the story up.
Okay. Another person who's looked into this is a Dr. David Nobel. And he was talking about the same sort of thing Dr. Wheaton had. And his research, he said that this type of music has what's called harmonic dissonance and melodic discords. That's what aggravates you. The people are used to a natural sort of body rhythm, a sort of, you know, a rhythmic movement and flow and that a lot of classical music has. But in this case, especially a lot of rock, it's deliberately mistimed melodic discourse and like I said, harmonic dissonance to throw you off, you know, to aggravate you, to get you irritated. And Dr. John Diamond is another one I mentioned, and I won't go into this too much, but he's a New York City psychiatrist. I had mentioned him at the end of the last program, and he literally sat down, and so this wasn't just sort of a minor, you know, one or two songs. He actually studied the beats of over 20,000 recordings and concluded, quote, that a specific beat, which he calls and is known as stopped anapestic rhythm, which is contrary to the natural body rhythms and beats. He said he found that in over half of the top hits of any given week. And what he determined through his study was that can actually weaken you. It's like you're sort of in a fight, you know. You're not just swinging in a nice hammock somewhere, a nice rhythm. It's almost your body, what your body does is it tries to understand and interpret things. Whether it's a person talking or a movement or an athletic event. And it also, I mean, you don't do this consciously, but it tries to understand and sort of flow with sounds. And so if you have a sound that's da 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 da, you know, that's soothing, that's sort of, you know, natural. But if you have da dun 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 dun, dun, dun like that, your body subconsciously tries to, you know, keep up with that. It's like it's trying to understand somebody talking, except it's interpreting this rhythm. And it's very difficult for your body, which is used to sort of the natural heartbeat and so forth, to do that. Now, you don't sit there and say, I think I'm going to try to understand this song. You know, you don't consciously do it. But what your body is doing is listening to music almost as though it's trying to, is listening to somebody talking and understanding what they're saying. And so it really sort of aggravates you, this type of thing. And that's why Dr. Diamond said it can actually weaken you. It interferes with brainwave patterns causing mental stress is what he found. And then what you had in the late 60s, after rock music was hard rock, you know, as if rock wasn't bad enough. And there were clearly now changes in American values which were occurring. And so you had very popular songs like the Rolling Stones, popular group, had a song called Under My Thumb. And if you look at that and a later album that they put out called Black and Blue, it demeans women. And yet they were and still are popular. You know, it's like, people, oh, yeah, I remember hearing a few weeks ago Matt Lauer of NBC in the morning say, oh, yeah, I love the Stones. I just love the Stones. He said, now, you got to remember who they are. I mentioned, you know, the Satanic Majesty's Request, and now in this case, this particular song's and album, Demean Women. And yet they're very popular. There was also, at that time, when hard rock started, what you found was there was a dramatic rise in the level of homicides and suicides from the late 60s and through the 70s. And what I do in this article, Conditioned by Music, Part 2 on News with Views, is I show how in 1970, for example, you had a very popular movie that came out, MASH. It's, you know, about the Korean War and the American medics, you know, activities then, usually comedic, although it was serious. And shortly thereafter, a couple of years, 1972, you had the popular TV series by the same title with Alan Alda and so on. You know, ran for many years, very, very popular. Well, you can't possibly think it was just coincidence that the theme from that movie and that TV series is actually titled Suicide is Painless. I mean, that's the title of it. And you say, oh, well, as long as they just, you know, that, I mean, who knows, who cares? But the problem is it wasn't just a theme from a movie and a TV series. You literally had, and I remember in the early 80s, I was in Washington with the federal government, and I remember seeing this little chart, and it showed, you know, here's tremendously increased rate of homicide, suicide, and so forth. I said, golly, you know, I wonder why this is happening. And then I noticed, I think a friend sent me a story from Maryland. I was in Washington, D.C., and Maryland's, you know, right next to it. And they sent me a story from the Maryland schools. And what it showed is that in several counties, I think Prince George's, Montgomery County, and other counties, they were literally teaching the music and the lyrics to the elementary kids. You know, not college kids, elementary kids. You know, now we're going to sing kiddies. I mean, can you see this? Little 10-year-olds, okay, now, let's sing along with the teacher. And the lyrics said, they informed students, they quote, this is what they're singing, quote, cheating is the only way to win. The game of life is lost anyway, and suicide is painless, end quote. Now think of, you know, think of if you're listening, you have children, grandchildren, think of the teacher getting your child, a grandchild, say, okay, now, let's all sing along, you know, cheating is the only way to, you know, like, it's insane. But that's what they're doing, and I'm sure it's not just, you know, in Maryland schools, it's probably all over the place. They may still be doing it now. If you have an elementary child, you may want to check, you know, the music book that they're using, because this was all over the place. And then they wonder why there's a tremendous increase in suicides and homicides. It's nuts, but that's what they were doing.
Well, they see they're implanting ideas in the minds of the children, and people don't understand that every idea that's put in there stays there forever and certainly will influence our outlook. It's just like when you watch a movie. Those pictures are indelibly imprinted in your subconscious. And
right.
Until people understand that there are people out there who are plotting on how they are going to implant ideas in our minds, and then we wonder why we have so much violence in our society today and why somebody suddenly goes onto a college campus and starts shooting innocent people. You say it just doesn't make any sense. Well, of course, a lot of the people are on, you know, psychotropic drugs, Prozac and Luvox, but they are unleashing all these ideas that have been implanted in the subconscious.
Right. And they know when there's something catchy, too. I mean, they deliberately do this. Your listeners have probably caught themselves walking around somewhere, sometime, and just sort of humming, not a whole song, but a basic catchy part, you know. There's some little melody that they thought is, you know, sort of catchy and had a little upbeat or so, whatever it is. So what is the main part of the MASH theme that people know? Well, that's where it says, suicide is painless. Suicide is painless. So all these little kids are walking around, suicide, you know, this is the catchy part of the song. You know, that's the punchline. You know, cheating's, you know, the only way to win. Game of life is lost. And after they sing that, Then they get to the catchy part, suicide, you know. And so this beat into their head, and they walk around during the day and night and all this, sort of repeating that. It's like it's not like they're being programmed. They're being programmed for suicide.
I think they are, Dennis. I really do. What a tragedy. My telephone number, find me. We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Dennis Cuddy is our guest this afternoon. And, of course, if you haven't read his book, it's just the timeline for the New World Order, educational timeline for the New World Order. We carry that. We carry his books on mental health screening, two books and a pamphlet. We carry his book, Conspiracy, Secret Records Revealed. We carry certainly just about everything that he currently has in print at the present time. Certainly his Road to Socialism is a very important book. There's nothing quite that good readily available today. That's The Road to Socialism by Dr. Dennis Ketty. If you'd like to get them, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can find his articles at newswithviews.com. And, of course, he posts there every week or every other week. Dr. Cuddy, pick up the story.
Okay, but first, let me just add the mental health series that you have, the booklet and then the two succeeding books, are really divided. Each part of each book is divided into mental health, education, social control. So about one-third of each of the books and the booklet have to do with mental health, one-third education, one-third of social control. And also in the other book that you mentioned, Road to Socialism, that you offer, what I do in that, very similar to The Globalist and Secret Records Reveal, I try to actually put some documents, some primary documents, so I'll have some letter from some, you know, H.G. Wells or whatever, actually photographed and printed in there. I've been able to collect these things over the years, these, you know, very, very old, rare letters. If you know where to find them, you can get these things. But anyway, so I try to actually put them in there. That adds a flavor to it. I try to do that in most of my books. If any of you remember my book, September 11, Prior Knowledge, for example, the 8th anniversary is coming up pretty soon. I do the same thing there. One of them is like this letter from an attorney back in the 50s. His name's Sid Hardin. He was an attorney in Texas. He had a talk show, and he's responding to this woman. And I, you know, this is off the subject, but I just want to give this example. And he, you know, responds to her nice, you know, letter to him about his talk show, and he's writing from his attorney's office. And at the end, he puts this long confidential, you know, this general letter, and down the bottom, confidential. And he says, you know, by the way, Naval Intelligence has just dropped by my office. You know, this is a little old Texas attorney. And he says, Naval Intelligence has just dropped by my office, and they want everything I got on Mallon, M-A-L-L-O-N, Dresser Industries and so on. Now, if you know who the Mallons are, this is the guy who was in the same class as Prescott Sheldon Bush of Skull and Bones, and the guy who gave George H.W. Bush his first job. And he's going on, you know, they're looking into connections with, you know, Soviet activity and Cubans, and this is before the, you know, Castro. They're looking at all this stuff, and they borrowed my file, and, you know, they returned it after a while, but, you know, this guy Mallon, he's, you got to watch this guy. So I try and put those types of things in there that, you know, 99.9% of the other researchers don't have, so that you get that flavor of, you know, here you are looking at what's happened or happening, you know, going to happen. So anyway, back to the subject. I don't just put, you know, suicide is painless and MASH, because anybody, I suspect, in any research can pluck some example out of the files to show something. So what I try to do is present several examples. It's like in Conditioning by Music Part 1, I put quotes from The Who and the Jefferson Airplane and Mothers of Invention about how they were creating revolution. So it's not just, you know, one group. So in this case, I say musical promotion of violence, you know, that's like suicide and crime and so on, continued through the 1980s with groups such as Guns N' Roses. Your listeners may be familiar with them. They were formed in the mid-80s, 85, and 3 years after that, in 88, they had an album called GNR. That's what they went by, Guns N' Roses. GNR Lies, L-I-E-S. And that included lyrics, quote, I used to love her, but I had to kill her, end quote. You know, and this is a popular group. And people go around to the concerts, yeah, I used to love her, but I had to kill her. And, you know, it's a nice thought to leave your audience with. And they're also known for their cursing, lots of cursing. And they had an album, if your listeners remember this, one of their albums had this rape scene on it, on the cover, you know, violent conclusion, I think it was, to a rape scene. Oh, yeah, let's go out and buy that, you know, the public is going to say. Now, the year after that, GNR Lies, 1988, was released. What you had was so that your listeners won't just think, well, you know, this is cut in his right-wing opinions and so on. The Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, on September 22, 1989, they contained a report titled Adolescents and Their Music. And this is JAMA, and they warned that teenagers' fascination with this heavy metal music may be associated not only with premarital sex and drug use, but also satanic activities. This is JAMA. This is, you know, some right-wing fundamentalist opinion. JAMA says that this stuff may be associated with premarital sex, drug use, and satanic activities. Now, given all the above, it wasn't surprising that the very next year, Tipper Gore, who at that time had a moral backbone, this is before, you know, they went politico and veered far to the left, but at that time, she was very interested in this subject. And on January 8, 1990, Washington Post, she wrote, quote, a majority of children surveyed by a Rhode Island rape crisis center, and think about this, a majority of children, Rhode Island rape crisis center, a majority thought rape was acceptable. A majority of the children. She goes on, in New York City, rape arrests of 13-year-old boys, 13, not 20, 13, have increased 200% in the past 2 years. End quote. A few months later, mid-July 1990, there was a trial that began, a landmark trial. Your listeners may remember. It was in Reno, Nevada. And what this trial was, it regarded the British heavy metal rock group known as Judas Priest. Now, they were formed way back, 1969. But this is a 1990 big trial. And what it was about was, allegedly, they had this subliminal message, do it. Do it, quote unquote, on their album that was titled Stained Glass. And that supposedly, this was the accusation, led to the suicides of two teens who chanted, quote, do it, do it, do it, before they shot themselves after hearing the album. Play the album, do it, do it, do it, okay, bang. Now, one of the teens sort of, you know, wasn't real successful. I mean, he'd die, but he got a chance to say something before he died. And one of the teens survived long enough to say it was as though the music controlled his actions, leaving him without free will. See? Free will. Without free will. He also remarked, quote, it was like a self-destruct that went off. We had been programmed, end quote. Remember I said that before about suicide is painless. Sorry. Wilson Key is the name of a Reno experimental psychologist, and he's authored four volumes, actually, on subliminal messages. He shows up at the trial. And he testified that the misspelled word suicide, quote, S-U-C-I-D-E, misspelled suicide, is hidden on the cover of that album, of the Judas Priest album. And the ability to control someone's will sounds, you know, like science fiction. You're going to control my will. You can't control me. You know, you may try to persuade me, coerce me, but you can't control me and my will. You know, I have my free will and so on. That may sound like science fiction. But many, many years ago, I think in the 30s, Dr. Roberto Assagioli, now, this isn't just any guy. He was literally a disciple of a Luciferian occultist, Alice Bailey. He was one of, you know, that new group of world servers. She began in 1925. He was one. He was one of these world servers. Remember, Luciferian Alice Bailey. Dr. Robert Assagioli is one of her disciples, and he founded something called psychosynthesis. And at that time, he believed it was actually possible to train the will, to actually train the will. I hear the music.
You do, and we'll be back here in just a moment. Our guest today, of course, is Dr. Dennis Ketty. What most people don't understand, that our minds are constantly being molded, our taste formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of through the controlled media. Be very, very careful what you listen to. We'll be right back with Dr. Dennis Ketty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit it, you can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And Dennis, why don't you just go ahead, and we've got this last segment, about 6 minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay, well, through the 1990s then, you had heavy metal, rock music was affecting our youth. And the evidence was mounting regarding its deleterious effects. It just became more and more obvious. There had been some earlier research at Temple Bell College in Denver that had already indicated rock music could even kill plants within a month. You know, they put them in this room, played rock music, and the plants just died. And then on August 10, 1997, Washington Times had an article titled, "Heavy Metal Makes Killer Mice." You know, so that you wouldn't just think, okay, maybe this noise affects plants and, you know, they're subject to sound and something like that. So now we're getting to living beings. And in this, one reads about research by David Merrill. And according to the article, Merrill reported that, quote, "It was like the music dulled their senses, the mice. It shows point blank that hard rock music has a negative effect all around. And then he says, I had to cut my project short because the hard rock mice killed each other. None of the classical mice did that at all. So he plays classical music to some mice. You know, they're all nice and mellow and all. But all of the hard rock mice, they just killed each other. And so here we have on an elementary level the effect of hard rock music. And so through the 90s and into the current century, 21st century, violence in music just, you know, continued. The headline, for example, recently, just a couple months ago or so, May 18th of 2009, Detroit News, headline read, quote, Eminem is the hottest ticket in town, end quote. That's the headline. And this is even though the rap artist Eminem has sung about violence like murder and rape and so forth against women. You know, you sing about murder, rape against women, hot dog, you know, we got to go hear this guy. And so it's just, it's amazing. Kimberly Smith wrote a book called Music and Morals a few years ago, 2005. And she explained that what's going on in music today is about control. She said that's what they're really doing. They're controlling people. Traditional music, including traditional Christian music, is characterized by self-control. If you listen to the message, it's about self-control. You know, don't go running around doing all kinds of immoral things. Control yourself. But rock music, she found, including Christian rock, causes a loss of self-control. It's been used, I think, to destroy our biblical values, our traditional biblical values, and I mentioned that in part one of this series. And what it does is condition us to abandon self-control over our emotional impulses. Like I said in education, they switched in the 60s from the cognitive, your reading, writing, math, basics, to the affective domain, that's feelings and relationships. They started emphasizing that. Not only in school, but in music and everything else. They'll say, they used to say, what do you think about something? Now it's how do you feel about something? And often, the conditioning mechanism they use is not obvious. For example, if your listeners will click on the highlighted phrase, quote, hidden, sometimes illicit message, end quote. That's in an ABC News report titled Lewd Lyrics Hidden in Hit Songs, March 24, 2009. That's the title of it. And it leads you to, for example, drug-drenched lyrics, no music to parents' ears. And that's by Carla Williams. She's ABC News' medical unit. And this news report quotes, quote, Coke and rum got weed on the tongue, end quote, and says, this is her report, ABC News medical unit reporter. She says, so chime the lyrics of one of rapper 50 Cent's top singles in 2005. And she continues, and such provocative messages, including those about alcohol and drugs, may well constitute a dominant theme in popular music, end quote. And then her the report indicates that a Brian Primach of University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, along with Professor Lisa Merlo in the Division of Addiction Medicine at University of Florida, quote, both of them, quote, agreed that these messages have potential to sway behaviors in younger listeners, end quote. What did it find? It revealed that 77% of rap music songs mentioned the use of illicit substances, and 37% of country music songs studied made such references as well. So it's not just the rap music, country music too.
I mean, you know, I think it's so interesting, Dennis, that a lot of the rap music is put out by RCA. Now, I'll never forget some years ago when a friend of mine, Steve Voss, wrote a wonderful ballad called Let's Take America Back. And it really was wondering, it was inspiring. It talked about moral values. It was patriotic. RCA paid him a great deal of money, then canceled his nationwide tour and suppressed the song. Why? Well, that's rather, of course, put out these things that are going to destroy the fabric of our society. And you can tie RCA into the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's been tied into this whole group of people who want to destroy the very fabric of our nation. They know what they're doing, and they'll put out the rap music that wants to talks about rape and drugs and all these things and glorifies it and suppress a patriotic song. It's about time people understood. It's about time we took America back. You got about 30 seconds to wrap up the program.
Well, I'll just conclude by confirming what you said. These types of popular songs help destroy the moral values of the nation, and once the moral values of a country are destroyed, we will then descend into chaos and ruin, just like all past civilizations that lost their moral bearings. I mean, this is what, Greece, Rome, you name it. This is the typical pattern of all of these, and that's where we're headed, unless the people wake up. That's it.
And turn off your radio, turn off your television, except, of course, for Radio Liberty and our other friends in alternative radio. God bless you, Dennis. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Well, talking to Dennis, it was really great to hear him talk about a couple of people I haven't interviewed for a long time, but Jack Wheaton, Kimberly Smith, I think was her name. Anyway, we have a great four-tape set, it's called, or four-CD set now we have it in, called A Musical Madness. And, of course, it has interviews, my interviews with Kimberly and with certainly Jack Wheaton and other people who spent a great deal of time studying this sort of thing. We have actually a DVD in a 3-hour, 4-hour, or 10-hour version called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, and I can promise you, if you watch that, you will never look at the world through the same eyes again. It's an amazing, amazing DVD. It's very professionally done by our good friend, Pastor Joe Schimmel. So our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Understand that the Brotherhood of Darkness, which controls our nation, works through the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, wants to destroy the fabric of our nation. They want to destroy our morality. They want us to descend into chaos. They're in the process of destroying our economy and our currency, and the souls of our people. Their ultimate goal, a one world order, a one world financial system, a one world government, and a one world religion, and a one world ruler, who is the Antichrist. And once you understand that, everything going on begins to make sense. You need to get our talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, on the Forbidden Secret, that's the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Forbidden Secret, and the Financial Armageddon, and there's books or syllabuses with each one of those so that you can check the facts, so you can get the documentation, and then you can join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. You need, of course, to have and to go over several times Pastor Billy Crone's excellent 10-DV series, and there's 5 in Part 1 and 5 in Part 2, The Final Countdown. You'll certainly want to get his 10-DVD series on creation, and we'll be covering that. And we've only done one so far. We do carry Pastor Crone's book, The Final Countdown, and, of course, we have it on CDs, at least the Part 1, which is the first 5 talks. It's called Countdown to Armageddon, because, ladies and gentlemen, we are moving into a period of chaos and crisis. What can you do? Well, of course, you can get informed. You can pass out our newsletters, and you're welcome to pull them down off the Internet and copy them. You can copy any of the products that we have actually produced. I can't give you permission to copy other people's items, but you can copy anything I've produced, our 4-tape sets, our 4-CD sets, our videos, our DVDs, and certainly circulate them. But as long as you're not doing it for money, just get the information out and help us.